Welcome to the Williams Neekin Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Hi, Steve. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. You get my
good morning. Whoever else said good morning, good morning. Hope you're having a great morning.
Well, this is my second time getting up in the morning. I got up about, I don't know, oh, it must have been 2:30 I woke up, just, you know, ripping with energy, so. I worked a little bit, and then I went back to bed.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a little running a little late, Ruth.
Okay. Glad to hear you're up running.
I got to take a shower before I can get on the call. I'm all sweaty.
That's his metabolism. There you go.
How about the quick one? You know, before I started eating all that avocado and coconut oil, not that I eat all that much, but I never did sweat. I had never sweated. Major Pat said, well, do you sweat? No. I can do a whole lot of things and not even, and have to be awfully warm before I would ever have any perspiration. Pardon me? What feeling? Somebody's not talking to me. Good morning, Steve. I heard you earlier.
Good morning.
What is it, Ruth, that you eat the avocado in a smoothie?
I do put it in a smoothie, but I don't have a smoothie every day, but I like to have a smoothie every day, but some days I don't. Usually I have it later in the day because I have one egg in the morning. I have one egg and I put avocado in with that, tomato in with that. It's almost like a little egg salad. And some hummus and some lemon. I'm adding more and more things to it all the time.
That sounds good. Is the egg hard boiled or what?
Sometimes it's hard boiled, sometimes it's soft boiled, sometimes it's poached. I'm trying to find out which one's the easiest.
Oh, yes.
It works with all of them. I mean, it tastes a little bit different when it's soft than when it's hard.
Yeah.
But I just have to have that egg in the morning. Just makes, and then having the fat, I just don't even get hungry at all.
That's great.
I have to practically make myself eat lunch when it used to be that lunch was, I was just starving. Of course, usually my breakfast and lunch sort of ran together. Now I'm hungry in the morning because I'm finally getting in the habit of eating, I guess. And I sort of have been skipping eating because if I ate any cereal or any kind of thing with a grain, and sometimes even anything that's just too high in carbs, I would just be tired.
Yep. Yeah, that's an awareness if you were taking your blood sugar of a spike in your blood sugar.
And a fall.
Yeah.
it runs low and gets lower, I think. I don't know if it spikes or not. I should get one of those little kits and test it, but I don't eat very much that's sweet. But I have something mind you, you please speak up whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I just got out of the shower. I'm ready now.
Oh, okay. You are quick.
Keep going.
I have another recipe that I really like. It's like almost like a dessert for lunch. So I get organic yogurt with no sweetener at all in it. And then I use either Nancy's or the one with the kangaroo on it. And I put stevia in that. So it's not really very sweet, but it's not quite so tart. Then I make a rhubarb sauce. And it's a strawberry rhubarb sauce. So I take my rhubarb and, boy, I don't know how much it is, half of a Neekin medium-sized pan full. And that is probably a two-quart pan or something like that. And put my chopped up rhubarb in that. I put a little water in the bottom to begin with, since my rhubarb is usually frozen. And so I put maybe a half an inch of water in the bottom and bring it to a boil, turn it down, and just let it sort of simmer along until it's all soft and I can mash it up. And then I put, when it's all soft, I put a teeny bit of salt in it and quite a bit of stevia in it. And sometimes I have some organic cane sugar that I use, and I use maybe a half a cup, probably at the most, in that rhubarb. And then I put my strawberries in, and they're not sweetened either, and put those in there and mash them in with it. What do I use? Probably 3/4 of a cup, maybe. I mean, 3/4 of a quart. So about 3 cups of strawberries, maybe 2 cups, 2 or 3 cups of strawberries in there, and mash those in with it. I love it. The grandkids love it. And that's a big treat here. So then I put those together, either in equal or in, I usually have about 3/4 of a cup of yogurt and probably 3/4 of a cup of rhubarb sauce. And that is, and so a few almonds, and that is yummy. Or sometimes some chopped up walnuts. We all love it. So that was pretty long. Here's Monty.
Good morning. Those of you that are joining us on the call here on Friday, the July 27th, we appreciate you being here. If you're on the WebEx, great. If you're just on a landline, that's fine, too. What we try to do here on Fridays, and that's to kind of go back over the last week and kind of summarize out, and then I get into a little subject towards the end of the call. And today we're going to be talking about, let me see here now, Step Toward a New You. So that's kind of where we kind of give you the agenda of what's going on. If at any time you have a question, you go ahead and feel free to speak up or have a comment. That's quite welcome, too. On Monday, last Monday, Ruth talked about the basics of the program and how to becoming our health style mission is a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. And I find that to be very, very true. And we went over the basics again of the program, and that was journaling and all the things that's important in regards to journaling and understanding the 10 basic steps that we like to take in regards to the program. She talked about your future depends on choices. She talked about a fair booth that she was at on Vashon Island where they dealt strictly with water. Comment, which I know is very true, and I've known it for quite a few years, that water is a commodity. And it, in the future, it is in water, and because a lot of people understand it, and if you look at people running around with water bottles in their hand, unfortunately, you see them drinking that good old bad water. She talked about inflammation and what diet for her was best, and I think that's very important. What we all have to choose when we hear information on the call, is it something that we want to incorporate into our particular way that we're thinking? When to get it started, how much, why, those are questions that she had. Joan talked about how when she likes to start something new, she likes to document it, and in regards to how her body feels daily, see if, first of all, if it's good for her. If she feels it's good for her, then she continues to utilize that within her program. Tuesday, Karen and Donna were on the call. They hosted and co-hosted it on the terrific Tuesday, and, of course, those that wanted to shared their how they had been feeling during the last week, if they had any questions about their, that they felt they needed some help on, or if the good things that their bodies had basically talked about. Reviewed about a new, basically, digestive system. Karen made some points about we need to chew our food better, we need to don't overeat. we need fresh fruits and vegetables. She talked about raw apple cider being incorporated into our diets as beneficial, and she also made a statement that after eating is best is a good time to walk for those that do want to do it after dinner. Some of us do it before we eat our meals. Donna shared about air pollution and the brain and basically how that we absorb toxins into our body through our nostrils and our mouth. She talked about the Neekin air purifier and basically how beneficial that system has been for her in regards to her situation. We also talked about, she talked about the skin absorbs pollutants, and I've kind of, you know, noticed that. And I know in the younger days, whenever I had a little longer hair and whatever, quite younger, that I used to take a hairspray and spray it on my hair after I had it combed to hold it in style. You know, that was the big deal. And I didn't realize that all that hairspray was going all over other. I could feel it, actually, as I was spraying it on my hair, go down and touch my arms, and basically did not understanding at that time that basically what was doing was all those things in that hairspray was absorbing into my body through my skin. She talked about how there's more pollution inside homes than outside homes. Donna talked about basically damage to the brain, and because of the air pollution, it's so close, especially the finer particles and how which can penetrate the brain of animals and humans. She talked about inflammation in the body can affect the body and can affect the brain. Then she talked about how she takes her, wherever she goes, she takes her in her car system with her, and she also takes the bigger systems with her to put in the hotels and that kind of stuff to kind of clean up the air. The subject of mineral-based particle powders can get into your lungs and stay there. That's mineral-based makeup. In other words, that women put on their faces. On Wednesday, Mary Lou, she had talked about a store called Sprouts that she has in her area, and I don't know if we how that is around the country, but she did find an awful lot of health books in regard to that, and particularly the one from had a lot of Dr. Fife books in there. She talked about hypothyroidism and basically the foods that cause it. Symptoms given were chemically low chronically low temperatures cause these symptoms. Soy is not good. The cabbage family is not, basically, if you eat it raw, is not good because it has a glycogens in it. But one of the things she did talk about was that how if we slightly warm the vegetable, that is actually killed by light cooking. Unfortunately, that those soys are not killed by cooking. The soy is disguised in many foods, especially in food packages in the store, and these foods are basically destroying our thyroid gland. It can cause weight gain by interfering with thyroid functions. And, you know, one of the things I have noticed that in doing the research and on this call and everything, that the thyroid in our body is a very, very important gland. And if we don't take care of it, in most cases, it won't take care of us. About 80% of all the soy-based is in the food products. Fermented neutralizes these problems in the soy. And she talked about making mayonnaise from scratch, basically in the Bruce Fife book, the coconut mayonnaise and the coconut olive oil mayonnaise-based salad that we can actually make within our homes. And I thought that was very important. She talked about the thermographic effects received from eating some foods, foods that actually produce heat, and when we produce heat, we increase our metabolism. Thursday, Nancy talked about the values of berries, blackberries, raspberries, and other berries, and the importance of it in our particular drink called Siaga, and how that's the real value of Siaga and all the antioxidants she talked about that are in the basic Siaga. She talked about grapeseed extract, sometimes suggested for many things, good for Alzheimer's, cancers, edema, blood pressure, lowers blood pressure. And Nancy cleans her fruits and vegetables with the grapeseed extract. She talked about the maki berry anti-inflammatory. We just need more water within our bodies, so the more water we can drink, the better off. And if we had more water, we wouldn't have some of the problems that we have. Joan talked about trigger points for her. She talked about a product called, I think it was Omega 530. Healthway Nutrition in Linwood is a glucosamine. It's a glucosamine product. So that's kind of where we ended up the call on Thursday. So anybody have any comments about last week's calls?
Monty, this is Nancy. I need to make a correction. Yesterday when I said that I cleaned my fruits and vegetables in the grapeseed extract, my mind wandered off, and it should have been grapefruit seed extract. That's what you use for cleaning the vegetables. So, sorry about that.
But all right, that's what we're here for. appreciate that very much. One of the other things I found out, too, I know we talked about berries and everything else, and I happened to read an article yesterday that talked about that, because I know sometimes I'm not a grower of berries, so when I get my berries, I either have to go over to the organic place or go to the grocery store to get my berries, and I know sometimes by the time I get them home and I don't eat them all, that probably the next day they start to get some mold on them and whatever. Well, one of the things they found out, the best thing they found out, and I don't want to really get into this, to it too much tonight, today, but it talked about how we can, if we wash our berries in a 3-to-1 ratio of water to vinegar, 3 parts water to 1 part of vinegar, that basically it gets rid of 98% of the bacteria that causes the mold. But it did say that if you wanted to not have your berries taste like vinegar, that you probably should wash them in good, I'll interject, I need to get pine bag water a couple times to get rid of that vinegar taste. They found that 98% of the bacteria that's on those berries can be to get off. Also, it talked about scrubbing fruits and, you know, vegetables, those kind of things. That if you use a brush to do it, and you use some kind of just basically even the just whatever you use to do your that basically that only takes about 80-some% of the bacteria off. So that was just a note that I wanted to bring up real quick.
Monty, I did notice read after our discussion on soy that this September. Dow is on the fast track to getting a chemical that is Agent Orange approved by FDA as a field spray in America in of the soy bean crop. I am just staggered, you know, as though our government does not know what Agent Orange was. I mean, they developed it for the defoliation. I mean, it's a terrible poison. There are soldiers had all that trouble. Anyway, Nancy hooked me up with Ranger somebody or other. It's a newsletter, and that's where I read the announcements. And I checked out the references, and sure enough, it's really, really true.
Well, one of the things I can tell you about Agent Orange being in Vietnam in 1966, that I was stationed at an Air Force base, and those planes landed, and they loaded up the Agent Orange, and I was, you know, I don't feel like I've had any effects from it. I might have, but I certainly know what it does to defoliation, and I know that all of the problems that have came out of the Vietnam War in regards to their people in Vietnam and our soldiers that were out in the field fighting. So I don't like what you just said. I mean, I like what you said, but I don't like what I heard in regards to Agent Orange, because I know how it can totally affect the body, and I think it's absolutely stupid if they're going to use Agent Orange in that particular way unless they come up with some other different type of formula. Thank you for that comment, and I hope I didn't offend anybody by mine. What I'd like to do today is kind of...
This is a glue line crane.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Monty, what was the website that they were talking about yesterday as far as the gentleman was talking about the employee website?
The store name is Healthy Way Nutrition. And you can Google it. It'll just Healthy Way Nutrition. It's in Linwood. And they are the outletter for that particular glucosamine product.
Did I get your question answered, Steve?
Well, what was the name of that again?
Healthy Way Nutrition. The product is Mega, M-E-G-A, 520, 530, something like that. They know it. They ship it all over.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the question, Steve. I'm going to move on into my subject now. It's getting, I didn't realize it was as late as it was, so I hope to try to cover it a little bit with you, and it's called A Step Toward a New You, and basically, I know we've heard this over and over and over and over, but I just want to kind of get into it. And it kind of talks about if you look at popular magazines, you're bound to run across, and I know we've all seen them on TV or in magazines or whatever, and that's the before and after photo of people who have lost weight using some sort of a diet pill or other weight loss system. The before picture always shows a typical couch potato with flabby thighs, a bulging waistline, and a body that looks like skin to the Pillsbury Doughboy. The after picture, of course, we've seen them. If we find a person with that shows a trim, bulging with lean muscle, or a slender, well-toned woman with all the appearance of a professional model. Well, wow, I know that all looks good and whatever, but can a pill really do all this? And I don't believe, not hardly, and that's one of the things I know that's coming out here. I've seen it advertised quite a bit and a lot of talk in regards to this new fat pill that they've got two of them now. The FDA has approved that people can take to lose weight, and that's why that exercise basically is important. Can a pill? Not hardly, neither can a diet. In other words, just dieting isn't going to basically help the body do what it really needs to do, but fat as well as the tone building muscles, you must get physical in order to do that. So that is basically what we call exercise, and I know most people don't like to hear about exercise, but once you get it started, it's good. And not only, basically, not only exercise help you take off the fat, but we know that if we continue doing exercise, it'll help us keep it off. And I know that's one of the, when I was on the old program and I lost all that weight and everything else, I do believe that was one of the things that I started to slack off on in regards to starting to gain the weight back, and that was exercise. And I'll be honest with you, the other thing I started to slack off on was the simple fact that, you know, boy, I just haven't had a good old Burger King chicken sandwich, and I know chicken's good for me and everything else. So, you know, the willpower kind of broke down, and I pulled into Burger King and had my first chicken sandwich, but I'll tell you, folks, I was proud of myself. I didn't eat the bread. I just ate the chicken. And I thought, boy, that made me feel good because I'm so smart now about how the right way of doing losing weight and being in better health and everything else. But I found out that it's like smoking. You know, if you quit smoking, and I quit three times, and every time I went back to smoking, it was, oh, I'll just try one, and I got the willpower, and I'm not going to let this little 3-inch piece of tobacco control me. I can control that, and then I ended up going back to 1 and 2 packs, and the end was close to 3 packs a day. But exercise is the strongest predictor of long-term success in any weight management. Some people in this call would like to lose weight. Other people are just doing it for basically health reasons, but the physician in sports medicine recently reported that 90% of women who have lost weight and kept it off exercise on a regular basis. And I find that true. If we get involved in a program and we step away from it, things happen, and that's basically what happens to us in regards to exercise. As our body becomes healthier, you will lose excess weight. Exercise is one of the steps you must take toward gaining better health. And I think that's so true that we think of just exercise of losing weight, but we don't put the benefit of exercise into basically good health. And exercise is one of the steps you must take toward gaining better health. If you don't like to exercise, you don't do it. Generally, overweight people avoid exercise because it isn't fun for them, and they feel self-conscious. You know, I can attest for that, that when I got back to where my body was not where I wanted it to be, that I was conscious, and I know that that usually happens when anybody has a class reunion. One of the first things they think about is, well, can I get in back into that size? Boy, I better lose another 5 or 15 pounds or whatever, because we are self-conscious about our bodies, and it's normal to be that way. But we don't need to let physical limitations prevent you from gaining the benefits of physical activity. It doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in, that most everyone can do some type of exercise. If you have any concerns, check with your doctor first, and we recommend that in medical statements. Why exercise? Well, exercise in two different things. They make us healthier, and they make us happier. There are many why you should exercise. Improves body function. It helps prevent illness, burns off excess calories, improves appearance, which we all appreciate, increases self-respect, enhances mood, improves your quality of life, and helps you feel better about yourself and pretty much about life. And I know when I got off the original program and got back to having some problems again, that I, Life didn't seem as enjoyable as it was when I was new that I was on a program and headed in the right direction, and I was doing things. And I know it's stupid that I got off it, but it's just that's the truth. That's the way it is, and I think it happens to a lot of people. There is a large body of evidence that suggests that more physical activity you are, it's less likely you will die prematurely. And I know we're starting to hear about that. I read an article on something, I think it was, that talked about how if you just sitting around or you don't move and whatever, that you're going to die prematurely. I think it was 7 years or something like that. But in a study reported recently in the Journal of American Medical Association, researchers from the University of Helsinki reported that taking brisk 30-minute walks just six times a month, now this is what kind of got their report, their study was doing it six times a month, can increase the risk of premature death and cut the risk of premature death by 44%. And I know that sounds like a lot, but I really understand that. And during another 12-year period covered by the study, researchers found that people who walked 2 miles a day cut their risk of death almost in half. The risk of death especially also lowers the risk of cancer. Those who walk infrequently were about 2.5 times more likely to die of cancer than those who walked at least 2 miles a day. The researcher calculated that every extra mile walked per day, the death rate drops by 19%. And I know Mary Lou started out walking and was walking a mile, and then pretty soon she was walking an hour, and I think she's even sometimes walked up to 5 miles in her time frame. And walking 2 to 3 miles at a moderate pace was in the ability of most of us. Now, one of the things that what we want to do is what happens if we don't have that ability? You know, I have a foot problem, and the doctors performed surgery on it, and I also have my left pad on my left foot where the surgery was basically gets calluses, real heavy calluses on it. And I don't know what the condition they call, but I got to go in every 6 weeks and they got to cut the calluses off the bottom of my feet, or otherwise I get, when I walk, I feel this pressure and it gets to get very painful. And I've been able to do some walking, but there's days that I've been able to go out and walk 10 or 15 minutes and my toe doesn't bother me. Other times I go out and I walk and by golly, I get back to the house and I'm in some discomfort. So, even utilizing my mag steps. So I just know that that's very important. While we engage our physical body, your body needs energy increase. Consequently, metabolism, and we talked about that, Joan mentioned it, my metabolism rate was up this morning. Breathing and heart rate increases. Your body becomes warmer. Everything is running at an accelerated weight. When sitting down, relaxed, 150-pound man burns about 82 calories an hour. That's just sitting I'll call it a lazy boy. But when involved in a physical activity like walking, the rate increases up to 225 calories an hour just by getting out and moving. So evidence suggests the metabolism is stimulated by about 25% longer. If you exercise, your metabolism will stay up about 25% as long as 3 hours after exercising. So lean muscle people generally have a higher metabolic rate than the of shape overweight people. In other words, their metabolism stays high. It's not because they were born that way, but because lean muscle tissue consumes calories at a higher rate than does fatty tissue. The more muscle you have, the more calories your body burns. Each additional pound of muscle uses about 50% more calories, 50 calories, extra calories per day. So one of the things I'd like to talk to you some points about it is if you, whatever your exercise program is, get involved in it, make a commitment, make a duration. I mean, if it's 10, 15, or 30 minutes, well, we recommend 30 minutes a day, and that can be broken up in regards to 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 10 minutes whatever activity. Choose one that you enjoy, that you like to do, convenience. Basically, make sure that you're convenient. Set up a schedule on when you're going to do it, the place you're going to do it. You know, like Mary Lou takes different paths in regards to her walking, and I know when I used to walk in the old program, it was nice to go to different parks and go to different places on a daily basis to just to see the different scenery, and that is helps with my mood and stress. Some people change clothes when they exercise. They found by just changing your clothes into an exercise outfit basically has a benefit. Set your goals. Don't overdo it. Now, that's one of the main things about exercise. It used to be that, you know, they said no pain, no gain. Well, now they're finding out that that isn't true. Then the other thing to do is to bathe, take a hot shower, soothing shower or bath after your exercise. This is part of your reward for exercising. The bath will soothe tired muscles and wash off that old perspiration and all them toxins that have come out of our body based upon perspiration, and it basically refreshes you. One of the exercises that I want to talk about today is it's called a rebound exercise, and the reason I want to talk about it is, like I said, because of my situation, I've been able to find out, and I know Ruth does, even probably now, still rebound a lot, but I'd like to just kind of talk to you real quick about that. Basically, it's nothing more than a miniature trampoline. It's something that you can do in your home. Nice if you have hot weather or cold weather or whatever, you don't want to get out in it, you can do it. It's almost as convenient as walking. You can do it basically anywhere at any time. One advantage is over walking is that you can do it in the comfort of your home. That is in scorching hot or cold weather, outside or outside. However, you do not get the change of scenery that many walkers enjoy. Rebound exercise has been described as the most effective form of exercise yet devised by man. Rebounding exercise provides all the benefits of ordinary exercises, plus, and these are the things when I started to read up on rebounding that made me kind of think, is that it exercises every muscle in your body. Muscles are exercised and strengths as they contact and relax. Now, when I say contacts and relax, I want to talk about joints. Joints don't have, the cartilage in joints don't have blood vessels that run through it. And when we don't have blood vessels that run through it, then we don't get oxygen in there. So the only way, what a cartilage does, it absorbs the toxins that come in our body, but it kind of works like a lymph node system, is that the only way you can get rid of the toxins in the cartilages and the joints in most cases is by compression. In other words, it's like the old sponge that I talked about before on one of the calls. If you squeeze it, it pushes out the toxins. When it relaxes, your muscle relaxes and the cartilage relaxes, and then it pulls back in the nutrients and the things that it basically needs that's good for our body. And I think that's very important. So anytime you jump on a rebounder, you're exercising your neck muscles, your back muscles, your buttocks muscles, your leg muscles, your ankle muscles, the muscles in your finger, the joints in your finger, all those kind of things in rebounding that doesn't do in any other form of type of exercising. If you, after 20 minutes of exercise, you have contracted, or like I was talking about the cartilages, squeeze them like the sponge type situation, after 20 minutes, your muscles have contracted 2,400 times. After 30 minutes of basic rebounding, you have contracted your joints and your muscles 3,600 times, and that's a lot of work. If you want to increase the intensity of exercise, you need to either jump higher or jump while holding on to hand weights or both. And that's one of the things that I did. I just recently got a rebounder, and one of the things that it does have on it, it has a stabilization bar, which doesn't allow me to get up there like a fool and try to, sometimes my balance is a little, the older I get, it seems like my balance is kind of not right. For those of you that have great balance, then you probably don't need the stabilizing bar to do that, but that's one of the things that I do. The springs in the mat absorb nearly 90% of the force of impact, cushioning each bounce you make. It is so gentle in the body that it produces less trauma, basically, even than walking. And rebounding can be done by any kind of people at any age. And that was the other thing. I know Karen talks about about her family and her grandchildren. A lot of them come over to the house and whatever. And we all know that our children aren't getting the basic exercises in schools and those kind of things that they really need. So that just having a rebounder around that kids can, this is the miniature kind now that's only about sometimes 40 inches across. You can even get them 30 inches, whatever. That even the children can bounce on that and any extra activity they have. Even people in a wheelchair can benefit. And it talks about, people think, well, how does that happen? Well, if you can get the person up out of the wheelchair and help them and give them stabilization, they can move just moving on the mat or even just sitting on the trampoline and just bouncing it, or somebody bouncing the trampoline on the other side of them, just moving it up and down. There was one lady it talks about that had arthritis so bad she couldn't even stand and her knees were terrible. So what they did, they wheeled her up to the rebounder and then put her legs up on the rebound, on the rebounder, and then somebody on the other side just moved the rebounder, put pressure, and moved it up and down. And before too long, about 2 weeks, they said after doing that on a daily basis, that her that basically good things happened and her arthritis got a whole lot better and she was able to stand and start to walk a little bit. Whether you choose rebounding, walking, swimming, or some combination of these, you'll experience a large excellent change and for the better. You'll lose excess weight and your health will improve. The benefits of regular exercise are so well documented that health or weight loss programs would become incomplete without it. All you need to do is to convince yourself to try it and see the difference it makes. Set a goal for 30 minutes a day and see how much better you look and feel. Once you see the difference, you won't want to quit. And when I say you won't want to quit, that's if you have the understanding that exercise is something we should be doing all our lives, and the more we can do, the better. But there are different types of exercises. You need to choose the one that you'd like to do, that you feel is beneficial for you. If I'm in the rebounding, I can do a lot better than basically out walking in regards to my toe and the pad on my foot. So that's my comments today on exercising. Does anybody have any comments about that or any suggestions on what you do?
Monty, I have a question. You said 20 minutes of jumping causes how many contractions of the cartilage?
Oh, I got my bookmarker out. Took it out already. I think it's 2,400, something like that, of contracting the muscles and the joints and the cartilages within our body. I know one of the things I found that when I, because I hold on to the bar, that now when I actually let go of one hand on the bar and let it kind of hang by my side, I can actually even feel it within my arm that how it's actually getting the benefit. When I hold on to the bar, I don't get as much. 30 minutes, I think it was 3,000 some odd times, 3,600 times, I believe.
That's what I wrote down, Monty.
Hey, Monty?
Yes.
With rebounding, how does that compare to rope jumping?
It's easier on the body because you don't have that force of impact when you jump rope. Even walking, you have impact upon the body. Now, impact is good. I'm not saying it's not, because that also helps the growth of bone. In other words, because, and I believe it's because of that contraction, again, that our bones do. And if you look at a bone, it's not solid. It has tubulars in it. And I think that's why. But it does talk about jumping rope a little bit, but it does say the jumping rope, that rebounding is the least amount of trauma, the jolting that you can give to your body, and that's why particularly those people with arthritis or joint conditions, this is one of the better that they can do. I used to skip rope all the time when I was in high school.
Try it on rebounding. It's like, if you can tolerate 5 minutes of that, your heart rate is like 200. I had one of those before, but until one leg broke, so that's why I didn't have one anymore.
Yeah, amazing. Well, the things you can do on a rebounder, you know, you can walk on a rebounder. You can just rebound up and down flat-footed. You can walk on a rebounder. You can jog on a rebounder. You can, like you just said, you can even skip rope on a rebounder. So there's about nothing that you can't do on a rebounder, and it's so much beneficial more to every joint within our body. When we walk swimming is another one that's good for type of exercise that's good for utilizing most of the muscles and joints within your body. But most of the other exercises that a person does, it only stimulates those, not all of the muscles and tissues and joints in our body. It kind of centers upon one particular joint or muscles and those types of things. Any more comments? Yes.
Monty, I notice as I jump on the rebounder, there's a couple of things that I do. First of all, Wei asked about, I think that was Wei, right?
Yep.
About the jumping rope, and so I used to jump rope all the time, and that's kind of why I decided to start doing this. It just sort of felt more comfortable. But also, if we're just jumping, that does some things, but if you can turn your arms like you're jumping rope, well, then you're getting arm exercise. I do jumping jacks on the trampoline. And another thing I notice is if I jump on my heels, and land on my heels, well, then I feel some difference in my back or different places. If I jump up on my toes, well, then I can feel it working the muscles in my stomach. So the different moving in different positions allows you to work the different muscles in your body and tighten them up.
That's one of the things that I was, when I got my rebounder and it came in from UPS, they would open up the box and here was a good 40-inch rebounder, beautiful thing, you know, but also in it was a DVD. That talked about all the different things you can do on a rebounder, and I was absolutely amazed from beginner to medium to advanced, all the things you can do. And everything you've said, Ruth, is exactly what they do on this rebounder, from moving, jumping and strictly on the toe area or the pad area, and then trying to, and then landing on the heel. So I just think rebounding is really going to be beneficial for me. It might not be for some of you out there, but I really feel that the idea of this call was just to realize that exercise is so important to us, and so much things we can do following the program that we're following, how much more better we'll all feel. So even if you can't get out and move around or don't have the facility to do it, cold weather, you don't want to get out during the winter, or hot weather, if it's too hot where you live or whatever, you don't want to get out and do your walking. And a combination of exercise is good, too, anywhere from, I would say, like rebounding one day and maybe walking the next, or going out for a walk in the afternoon, doing the 5 or 10 minutes of rebounding. And remember that exercise is accumulative. We talked about in the program how Ruth has that probably before eating, about 5 minutes before eating, it wouldn't hurt to do some form of exercise, whatever you do. And it's so easy for me just to jump on the rebounder that sits right here in the front room, and I can do whatever I want to do. I could probably read a book if I wanted to, but it's something that doesn't take a lot of effort. So, anybody else have any comments?
One more comment, sorry. On the fun side of it, anyone have kids? This summer we went to a place called Sky High, and it has wall-to-wall trampolines. It's like acreage, and they're huge. So if you have kids or yourself, go in there and you can jump. Wall to wall.
Yeah, a lot of gyms now are starting to incorporate rebounders within their exercise, I shouldn't say programs, because they made it available to people to actually rebound on. Okay.
I'm going to say one more thing. It's really fun on it. I love the big trampoline, too, and you really get more exercise on the big trampoline. But one of the things I like to do at the very end, in case you guys get one, I only have a little inexpensive one. I mean, it's still the same size. I don't know what the difference is in the brand. But at the very end of when I'm bouncing on this, I do the twist just as fast as I can, and then I move my arms back and forth until I just go as fast as I can for as long as I can at the end. And so that really gets you going.
That's called sprinting. And it's whatever.
Thank you for a great call.
Okay, thank you for your comments. I really appreciate it. Ruth, thank you. And we're going to wrap it up for this week. Go out and have a good weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Smile. Laugh. Have some good times. Eat some good alkaline-type foods. Try to do a little more bit exercise maybe, but have some fun. Enjoy life. We'll talk to y'all Monday. Ruth will be here with us Monday. We're always appreciative of our leader. And thank you kindly, and have a great day and a great weekend.
Thank you, Monty.
That was great.
Thank you. Great call. Bye-bye.
Bye.